Wonder presents this unabridged recording of
Swimming Home by Mary Rose McCall. Read for you by Saskia Malleveld. For Andre McCall. New York Daily News, August 19th, 1925. Fairer sex fails fathoms. American swimmer Miss Gertrude Ederle has been taken unconscious from the icy waters of the English Channel, which have proven more than a match for even the strongest female swimmers of the world. Miss Ederle, 18, of Amsterdam Avenue, New York, has been training for the Channel swim since her triumphant return from the Olympic Games of Paris, 1924. She set out from France in the early hours of Wednesday and battled rain, fog, shifting tides, and freezing temperatures. She was pulled from the water after 9 hours by her coach, experienced distance swimmer Mr. Jabez Wolfe, just over halfway across from France to the English shore. Miss Ederle swims with the Women's Swimming Association in New York, which produced the swimmers that saw America triumphant in the Olympics, winning more Olympic medals in the water than any other nation, with most won by the women swimmers. But English swim coach Sir Michael Brosley said he'd seen no evidence in swimmers like Miss Ederle or British swimmer Mercedes Gleitz, also a Channel contender, of the kind of stamina required.
"If women think they can swim the English Channel, then let's find one who can actually do it," Sir Michael said. "I think you'll find that these two are the strongest of them, and they are not up to the task, nor ever will be."
Thursday Island, Australia, June 1924. The sand was so hot it burned the soles of her feet. Catherine moved to her toes to relieve the tender middle parts of her feet, back to her heels to relieve her toes, jumped from one foot to the other, watched the sunlight on the sea until it hurt her eyes, sucked hard on her bottom lip. The heat came up toward her, making the water shimmer and wobble to her eyes. She breathed it in. When finally Michael yelled, "Go!" she wasn't ready. Oh, but the relief of it when her feet first hit the water. They stung with cold, and it was delicious.